Hello.
Oh, good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
It went a bit quiet then.
No, it's because the station computer's gone a little bit skewed, shall we say.
Right, upcoming, we've got Jess holding on the phone right now. So, Jess, if you just hang on, we've got a few problems in the studio.
She's going to be there. Are you there, Jess?
I'm here.
Ah, okay. So at least we've got you without the music. but you're the most important thing, Jess.
Thank you.
Right, can you tell us a little bit about the events upcoming? And tell us first about a little bit about Zion.
About Zion? Zion's been running for about 5 years now, over 5 years. It was an old Methodist church, and it's been laying empty for a couple of years because the congregation had gone down to about 30, and obviously Methodists had to close a lot of churches. And it had a community caveat on the building that had to retain its community use, and I came across it visiting friends. It sounds a lot more simple than it actually was, but I took out a loan to buy the building in order to open the community centre.
All right. Now, it's not wholly LGBT plus, is it? It's for all minority groups, is that correct?
Our remit is it's a safe space for everyone, and we mean everyone. So all are welcome, and we try to provide events for as many different people as we can.
Mm. Now, you've got a month of celebrations going on at the moment. Can you tell us what's coming up?
Yeah, we've got our Diversity Month on at the moment. That came about because we realised we have, unfortunately, very high hate crime statistics in our area, which they are obviously across Bristol as a whole as well. And we wanted to try and combat that, but in a positive way. So we decided to celebrate as much as we could about the diversity in our city, because Bristol's full of incredible things. And the many things that people don't know about, particularly in South Bristol. So we thought we'd put on a programme to celebrate everything that we could find.
Is this going to be an annual thing?
Yeah, we did the first one last year. It relies on a lot of support and hard work from all the people that put in some effort into making the month work, but hopefully it will only get bigger and better every year.
Yeah, is this one obviously bigger than last year's?
It's bigger than last year's, yeah. There's probably twice the amount going on as last year, and hopefully twice or three times the amount of people that will come along as well.
Yeah,
cool. So, anyway, listen, we are in gear, I hasten to add. So, now, lovely to talk to you. I'm really sorry it's been a bit of a funny beginning, but we're kind of there now. It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic load of events going on over at Zion, though, doesn't it? So
it does, yeah.
Now, if people want to find out a bit more about it, have you got a website or anything that we can give out?
Yeah, there's, we've got, would you like me to mention the two LGBT plus events we've got coming up?
Yes, please, we would.
Given that we're on shout out, we've got one tomorrow night, which is our LGBT plus and friends music night. Like you say, we welcome everybody, so we welcome straight friends and family, whoever, to come along as well.
As a karaoke, does that mean you have to not be able to sing? And
yeah, best that you can't sing. No, we've got Rob Sainsbury and Sazzy doing live music, and followed by karaoke sessions. It's free to come in, the bar's all night. So it'll be a great night tomorrow night from 7:30.
And if people don't know Rob Sainsbury, he's good.
Yeah, we've had him on the show, haven't we? It's him in the chat from DMC, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's right. And they performed at Western Pride.
Yeah, fantastic track as well. So doing really well in the charts. And you got more events, though, than just that one, haven't you?
Yeah, and then one of the events we've got coming up was of particularly interest to me. A lot of people asked me if we were going to be for the transgender community. I have to be completely honest and say I didn't know, because I didn't know a lot about the transgender community. So I thought, well, if I don't know, then lots of other people won't know either. So I got in touch with a lady called Sean Fay, and I also knew a couple of performers, heard a couple of performers, Travis Alexander and Dean Atter, the incredible spoken word performers. We're going to put on an evening where Sean will talk about the definitions and terms and words that are used for the whole of the LGBTQ plus community. And then Travis and Dean will do their spoken word performers. And if you don't, it's worth just Googling their names, because there's some incredible stuff out there. And they'll do a Q&A at the end as well. And it's for people to come along if they're not sure of the words that we can use. You're not sure how all the different genders work. Is as you come along and ask questions, the more open we can be, the better the communication, the better for everybody, I believe.
Cool. Now, I have to say, my pick's going to be Friday the 28th, because you've got Hannah Brackenbury coming, haven't you? And she's hilarious. Yeah. Really good.
Yeah, well, that again, there's, I mean, you were asking where the people could look up. If you look on our Facebook page, which is Diversity in Dunbury View, you'll see all the events. We've got stand-up comedy. We've got an incredible theatre night at the end of the month as well. Bangor night, flower arranging, all kinds going on throughout the month.
Cool. Well, I think we've got you coming in the show in a few weeks' time, haven't we, I think?
Yes.
So, right.
And we've also got all the information up on our website.
Oh, brilliant. Cool. Well, listen, it's been lovely to catch up with you, and we hope the events are a roaring success. And we'll find out how well they went, because we will speak to you again in a few weeks.
Yes, we'll speak then. Thanks for having me
cool.
on.
Cool. Cheers for now.
Thanks, Jess.
All right. Thank you.
Right. Now, seeing as we had a bit of a rapid beginning, should we start again? No,
go on,
now we have a computer.
And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to that big gay radio show that is Shout Out.
That was Andy Shilton and Steph that you heard, and this is Lucy Potter. And today on the show, we're looking into OCD.
Plus, the Panthers are here to talk about footy.
And we're off to Zion.
Well, we've just been to Zion.
No, we've just been there. Oh, read the script. Right.
We're coming today right here on Shout Out. Ba-dum-bum.
Well, I think we broke the magic there, didn't we?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. You have to, like, you only get so long for when the previous show gets out and we have to start. And I put my USB key in to load the music, and the computer's obviously not connected to it. So.
Yes. We had to do the
emergency load it on the other one and move it across, yes. But it takes a little bit too long to do it. When you're trying to go, oh, yeah, the telephone's ringing, and oh, yeah, it's supposed to start, and everyone's going, ah!
Well,
thank
goodness to Steph for being such a pro, because I was just crying under the table. It was a bit too much. That's why you didn't hear me for the first bit. I was like, it's all too much. And then I couldn't even get the script right. So
A big thank you to Jess there. I'm really sorry. That was quite abnormal professionalism. But it was nice to catch up and find out about the events. And as I said, she's coming in a few weeks' time, so we'll talk to her in more detail as well then. So, but you said all the events are up on our website, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yes.
And zionbristol.co.uk is the link for their website, as well as Facebook, of course. Always give Facebook. We like Facebook.
Yep. So. Right, now, so have we got time? I don't know what the time is like now.
Yes, we do. Well, you've got a whole 5 minutes if you want.
What, to do out? Do you want me to do out show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to. I mean, you know, it's just your jingle.
Oh, go on then, play the jingle and I'll see how I feel.
So, out shouts with the lovely Steph. We done Zion.
Okay, first of all,
go there.
Girls and boys and in-betweeners, do you get anything out of seeing cowgirls and cowboys? Boots
and flannel shirts.
Flannel shirts, yes.
Why do you ask?
And
is there some kind of...
Yes, well, keep it going, Lucy. I can see your eyes shining bright.
Waistcoats, square dancing.
Keep it going. There's a lot of people now getting quite interested.
Well, put it this way, the country show follows us here on BCFM.
It does.
So.
Bucking Broncos. Right.
Now,
rodeo.
Phil, if you're listening, and Phil does the country and western, as Andy just said on BCFM, it's Nashville Nights. It's the first time in the UK that there's ever been country and western nightclubs.
Oh.
So we're talking of a proper nightclub, but only playing country and western. So you've got to dress the part.
Yeah.
So if you are...
Is that here in Bristol?
In Bristol.
Oh.
Not only Bristol, but Glasgow.
Yeah. Awesome.
London.
Give you an excuse to get your writing crop out, won't it?
It will. That's what I said. Has anyone got kinks about cowboys
I did find myself at a sort of country and western... Well, they don't call it country and western club out there. They just call it a nightclub in Wichita in the Midwest, yeah. and it was insane.
Well,
it
we're
was
pretty
amazingly
much
good.
We're pretty much the Midwest, are we not?
Yeah, possibly not socially or politically, well, but yeah, okay, I see where you go.
If you just move the Severn yes. Estuary out of the way and just think cowboys and cowgirls. So if cowboys and cowgirls are your thing and you like buffalo and bull riding, then get yourself down to the tunnels, Arches 31 and 32, Temple Leeds.
I think one of those bucking bronco things that throws you off.
I expect they got everything ready for you, Andy.
Have they got line dancing and square dancing?
Oh, they're bound
I
to.
I would imagine so, yes. But it's a proper nightclub. And
yeah,
selling,
but if they're playing country in West Indies, yeah, line dance to
that's
it.
That's nightclubs in the Middle West in America. That's what they do, line dance. They have one line dance, then they have a pop track, then they have an R&B track, and then they do line dancing again. And this is literally, it is a... And every new country in West
Indies... Were you in your element by any chance?
It was amazing. Oh, no, they have a two-step, sorry. They have a line dance, then a two-step, then an R&B track normally. And every line dance...
So all you need then is...
Everyone knows there's the same steps for every song.
Karaoke and gin and tonic, and you're sorted, aren't you?
Yeah, it's all about... You tuck one hand into your belt behind you and you have the other hand holding a beer, and it's all about being able to line dance.
Oh, that sounds sexy.
Yeah. Lucy is actually doing the actions on the chair because they can wheel around what she's doing.
The guys wear John Deere trucker caps, and the girls wear cowboy boots and Daisy Dukes, I think they're called.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm even more interested in that. Are you going?
Well, I'm intrigued, yeah.
Are you going to be wearing your Daisy Dukes?
No.
I don't really say
the world does not need that.
Minutes. That was actually 5 minutes. So
okay, it's tomorrow. So it's October the 14th at the tunnels. There's also one in Glasgow, London, Birmingham, Brighton, and Manchester. All these nightclubs are opening.
Nice, cool,
awesome.
Moving
is that it?
Swiftly on.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think the silence notified the fact that Outshank was closed.
Well, I never know you, do I?
Move on.
Okay, we'll move on.
Thanks, Steph.
Shout out. LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Bastille. I really like that one. It's called Good Grief.
I need to find a remix of that one to G it up a bit.
Yeah. Well, I really like Bastille. I kind of like them. You know, I'm a bit like you. I like the dance remixes of songs, but that one's just kind of nice.
Hmm. Yeah. I do like that one.
So I got you some dancey ones for later.
Okay.
I have. I got two real kind of classic Handbags and High Heels tracks for you coming up later.
Excellent.
So, anyway, should we get some news headlines?
This is Shout Out News on Thursday the 13th of October.
Common Dreams News Centre in the States leads tonight with the continuing criticism of Donald Trump's ambitions to become President of the United States. In what the Independent newspaper described as an extraordinary intervention, United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Ra'ad Al Hussein has said Donald Trump's presidency would be dangerous for the international community. Zayed made the comments Wednesday during a news briefing in Geneva. He cited what he called Trump's deeply unsettling and disturbing views on torture and vulnerable communities, such as Muslims, minorities and immigrants. Meanwhile, the Guardian newspaper reports that the backlash from men and women over Mr. Trump's leaked remarks about women may cost him very dear when the election day comes next month.
A new film from the award-winning filmmaker Diyad Khan, looking at the sensitive issue of people who leave Islam, including feminists and LGBT people, among others, will be aired this evening on ITV at 10:40 p.m. The hour-long documentary follows the campaign support group Council of Ex-Muslim of Britain and investigates the lives of young people in this group who are constantly supporting LGBT and women equality. According to Sadia Hamid, who is featuring in the film, this is a link between family disownment due to apostasy and rapid decline in mental health that is being neglected. Ex-Muslims are left feeling as though there is something wrong with them for thinking critically and asking questions and wanting answers.
LGBT sports fans have been hotly discussing a decision of controversial boxing champion Tyson Fury to give up his titles with the World Boxing Association and the World Boxing Championship, following revelations about his cocaine use. Mr. Fury, who is from the Traveller background, inflamed already strained relations between the Traveller and gay communities last year, when he made a series of strange and bizarre remarks conflating homosexuality with paedophilia and predicting the imminent end of the world. Fury briefly became a pinup for the fundamentalist Christian community, but later distanced himself from this controversial comments, claiming that they were just a bit of fun. In an interview with the US magazine Rolling Stone, Fury has spoken about his battle with mental ill health and asked for compassion while he deals with his cocaine use.
It seems that whenever one turns these days, the 1980s are there, big and brassy, like a decade itself. The 1980s were the best and worst times for the gay and trans communities. Despite the AIDS health crisis and conservatism of governments in the UK and the US, there was a vibrant social scene, arts and music, and the decade laid the groundwork to advancement of LGBT equality in later years. Now, our colleagues at Pride Radio, Newcastle's gay radio station, have expanded to open two new streams, one playing the gay club music of the 80s and the other playing the tracks and defined gay life of the 1990s. Well done for all involved, and if you find contemporary pop music perplexing, then you have to listen to classic eras when pop was camp and stylish and garish.
We have previously reported on the split between a small minority of lesbian feminist campaigners known as TERFs and transgender activists. This type of feminism, which is rooted in the 1970s separatist politics and is not supported by the majority of third or fourth wave feminists, is most prominently advanced by Sarah Dittum and Julie Bindle in the pages of the Guardian newspaper, which has been accused of harbouring anti-trans extremism. The separatist feminists make claims that transgender women that trans activists repudiate. The split has been bitter and is probably the most profound dispute in the wider LGBT movement since the collapse of the Gay Liberation Front in 1974, when lesbians split away from the gay male activism. Now, the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children is holding a debate between Sarah Dittum and Kelly Maloney as part of a panel discussion on transgender children. Pink News says that the NSPCC has opened divisions and wounds in the movement by inviting such an anti-trans campaigner. More than 150 people have commented on the issue, with the debate rumbling on at pinknews.co.uk.
And finally, we are close to the spooking season of Halloween, once memorably described as a gay Christmas. Hallows is an important festival for pagans, New Agers and followers of Celtic spirituality, where it marks the New Year. HIV charity, the Turnstig Trust, is inviting supporters to a special showing of the hilarious 1974 horror spoof Young Frankenstein, starring the late great Gene Wilder, on October the 26th. Booking is essential for the luxury evening at Hort's in central Bristol. All proceeds will go to THT's services in the West Country, so give them a call if you're interested on Bristol 955 1000. Admission is £7.
For these news stories and more, visit our website shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Tara
and Steph.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Coldplay. And a hymn for the weekend. Lovely song, that one.
That's nice. So,
let's do a bit more dancey. But yeah, they were ones I was listening to on the radio. And I did that. I don't know if you got it on your phone. I got Shazam.
I would just
press the button and go, oh, I remember that. I'll play that on Shout Out. So,
I still listen to 45s and 33s on my record player. Don't have Shazam.
Do you have 77s?
78.
78. I wasn't that far
Get it right. Oh, Andy.
I used my parents had. My parents had some 78s, yeah.
For those of you that are younger than myself and don't know what we're talking about, records did used to run a different speed. It was the RPM, wasn't it? The revolutions per minute that it referred to.
It all depends on how much detail you can get in, because, of course, the slower running ones, you can get more detail in. Is that right?
Absolutely. And the audio tends to be a bit lower as well on albums. Yeah.
So an album was a big record run on 33, and a single tended to be a smaller record that ran on 45. There was a 78.
There was, but it wasn't very popular. Up until the Second World War. No, that was the dominant form until the late 1940s, early 1950s.
Just not great high quality. It was quite tinny, I seem to remember.
It was from the old days of old gramophone records. But the BBC has a huge collection
of
these things dating right back to wax cylinders, which comes before records, even.
Yes, they were. Anyway,
we're digressing.
Totally digressing, aren't we? Now, Terry's joined us this week because it is OCD Awareness Week this week, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, absolutely.
You've been very open about it, talking on Shout Out and BBC Bristol before, as being someone who suffers from OCD.
Yeah.
So you kind of make the ideal guest for us to talk to, a member of Shout Out.
Nice to be being grilled for a change rather than doing the grilling on Shout Out.
So now, OCD, a lot of people have heard the term OCD. Yeah. We may not even know what it stands for, let alone what it actually means and refers to. So what does OCD actually stand for?
Well, it stands for Obsessive Compulsive Disorder. You're right. I mean, many people use the phrase. I mean, we use sort of clinical terms all the time in a sort of non-clinical way. For example, we might say, I feel depressed. But to actually be clinically depressed, you need to have consistent low mood for about 3 or 4 weeks, you know, and be really sort of not able to do very much at all, not even sort of brush your teeth. It's a sort of really severe thing. And similarly with OCD, we use it to sort of say, oh, that person's got OCD because they're pernickety, or they like to assemble their pencils in a certain way. But that might not necessarily be, it might be a slightly obsessive trait.
It must be a type of OCD.
A lot of people have subclinical OCD, so they have some traits, but don't actually cause them any problems.
It doesn't run their life for them.
Yeah,
almost.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, an example is most of us have walked down the drive and gotten onto the pavement and thought, have I locked the door? Have I put the mortise lock
on? Absolutely, yeah.
And some people will go back and check. And some people get down the path and said, have I really done that? And they'll go back and check again. And once you're checking maybe 15 or 16 times and you're not getting to work on time, then you have a little bit of a problem and will probably qualify for a diagnosis of OCD.
Surely it must be lower than 15 or 16 times.
Yeah, probably is. And that's just one example of sort of a checking OCD. And, you know, another common type is hand washing.
That's very well known, isn't it? Because it's been on TV.
And very, very well documented. But, you know, for somebody living with OCD, they can't get, you know, we've all had those thoughts, have I washed my hands enough, especially if you've been to a festival or something and you feel a bit unclean. But that feeling of anxiety and uncleanliness won't go away for the sufferer that has cleaning OCD, and they might go back and wash their hands 40 or 50 times and make their skin all red raw and get dermatitis and things like that from overuse of soap. So that's an example of where sort of OCD is sort of present in the human population generally, and some people say that it actually is selected for by natural evolution because a certain amount of cleanliness is necessary for us as humans. But with someone with OCD, it's sort of taken to an extreme and irrational level. And that's just two examples.
When you talk to other people about other kind of mental health things, they talk about it being something that kind of just spirals out of control and they can't stop it.
Yeah,
is it
absolutely.
That same kind of feeling? I mean, it's like I suffer really badly with claustrophobia, and I know that if I'm in a confined space and I trigger, I can suddenly feel like the wall's just coming in on me, and I think I'm going to run out of air and I'm going to die, and I really, really panic about it. And I can't stop that spiral until I'm out of that situation and away from it.
Yeah, that's a really...
Is it that kind of same thing with OCD?
It's absolutely that kind of thing, is that with OCD you have the thought. The thought might be, a common one might be, my hands aren't clean. But it could be anything. It could be, God's going to strike down my grandmother tomorrow. It could be this car is going to crash that I'm in right now. It could be anything like that. That generates a feeling of profound anxiety. Like you said, you feel like you want to crawl the walls. You feel the walls are closing in on you. You break out into a sweat. It's a right old panic attack. It's really nasty. And of course, the thing that people want to do is to end that panic. So people form rituals and compulsive behaviours. That's the compulsion part of the OCD right. paradigm, if you like. And what they do is they might it might be wash their hands repeatedly. It might be, oh God, if I've had a thought that God's going to strike down my grandmother, I'm going to say a prayer under my breath. So people get into a cycle then that every time they have that thought, they're saying a prayer. Do you see what I mean? So it goes round and round and round in a circle of thought, anxiety attack, and then a compulsive behaviour to stop it.
So how do you help someone that's got OCD? How do you actually, you know, if you've got someone that's doing it, you know, and it's an action, but it's maybe more a mental health thing, or how does it?
Or are there things that the person can do themselves?
It depends on the severity of your OCD, it is very much talked about now in medical circles. So people shouldn't feel afraid about going to their GP and saying, "I think I've got an obsessive compulsive disorder."
Well, surely the fact that I'm not saying that trivialising it is a good thing, but the fact that it is that common that we do surely means that the awareness of it is a lot higher than it used to be.
Much, much more talked about. I mean, when I first had it, you know, developed OCD during my sort of adolescent years, so the early 1990s, it wasn't talked about nearly so much as it is now. And one of the advantages of having this perhaps slight trivialisation with some of the programmes on Channel 4 and things like that, with the cleaners and everything, the advantage is medical health professionals take it very seriously. Charities like the Samaritans and Mind and so on, and Second Step, which is the one I work for here in Bristol, they've all heard of it, and people are very, very much more clued in to what can be done.
And you don't have to go to your GP, do you?
You can't. Yeah, we were talking about, I was talking to Tara in the green room, we were talking that you can actually make a self-referral for psychological intervention for OCD and for related things. OCD is often diagnosed with depression, interestingly. It often comes with other things. It might come with hoarding. That's some people consider that a type of OCD, and it might come with an eating disorder as well. It's very common for anorexia and OCD.
Which would kind of make sense, wouldn't it? I mean, they're all classed as mental.
They are. Well, they're all profound anxiety disorders and disorders of thinking.
Is there any evidence you're aware of to suggest that there's difference in between men and women, or gay and straight, or do they have different experiences, or is OCD just OCD?
Well, it's interesting is that a lot of the research suggests that men tend to develop it earlier than women, so when they're boys, and women tend to develop it at about 17 or 18, and that's quite unusual for mental health issues of this type. There's actually a slight difference, and they think it might be to do with the different wiring between the male and female brains. No research to my knowledge has been done on the experience of trans people. It would be very interesting to see how somebody, you know, who has a brain, you know, which is differently gendered to their biological sex, might respond to that. But that would be quite interesting. As far as LGBT people generally are concerned, is that we know that mental health issues of all types affect LGBT people disproportionately more than the heterosexual population, and that is for a lot of reasons of stigma and discrimination, and people form all sorts of behaviours and traits to, you know, to cope with that. Depression, OCD might be one of them, might be a bit of drinking and so on and so forth, all of which are mental health issues.
It's quite fascinating. I mean, and it's so big as well, there's so many different types.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah, there is, and some people, for example, develop an OCD fixation, if you like, on their sexuality. So you can have heterosexuals that have unsettling thoughts that they might be gay, and this causes them anxiety. And then, of course, they ritualise. They might look for evidence online that they're not gay, and vice versa, is that gay people can develop a thought that they might be heterosexual, really.
So you mentioned an interesting term there, which was ritualising. Is that is that a behaviour of somebody suffering from OCD, and what does that sort of involve? And I think you've described it.
Yeah, it could be absolutely everything. You know, I've had every sort of type of ritual going, which might be sort of a touching thing. You might have to touch something twice. That's very common. Some people have to say a certain thing, a phrase under their breath.
So it can change then.
It can change.
If you get into the washing your hands ritual, that can change to something else.
Yeah, absolutely. It can.
Right, I didn't realise that.
Yeah, lots of people have lots of different types of OCD during the course of their lifetime. It's the trait which is really stays with them. But earlier on, Tara was saying about treatment, and one of the messages I think we'd like, you know, as sort of charities in Bristol working with people with OCD, is that treatment is there and it's very, very effective. 30, 40 years ago, OCD was considered pretty much untreatable. It's not anymore. You were basically sort of said, well, you have to get on with it, really. But now that's totally different, because there are things like cognitive behavioural therapy which help you to look at why you think in a certain way and why you behave in a certain way. And those can help you form a different relationship to your anxiety. You work through your anxiety, you stay with it, and eventually that anxiety and the need to behave compulsively, to do whatever your ritual is, that will begin to fade away. So there's lots of things that can help. Some people find it difficult to engage with cognitive behavioural therapy. There's medication.
Hypnotherapy?
I've done hypnotherapy. I had a lovely gay hypnotherapist, and I found it extremely useful. But the official line of the Royal College of Psychiatrists is that there's no evidence that it helps, but it depends on the individual.
Okay.
Really depends on the individual. So never rule anything out.
If you're suffering, it's well worth potentially trying if
it's
something that might help. So now it's OCD Awareness Week this week.
It is from the 9th to the 16th.
I'm assuming it's a national campaign, is it?
It is. It's run, it's coordinated in this country by OCD UK, which is the largest charity that works with people with OCD, but it's also supported by Anxiety UK, by Second Step here in Bristol, and by a range of other mental health organisations all linking up.
Cool.
And if you want further information, pop along to ocduk.org, or there's a link on the Second Step website, which is second-step.co.uk.
Brilliant.
And that will take you to all the information about it.
Cool. Well, if I know us, we'll also have it up on our website as well.
We absolutely,
you can follow the links there too.
Absolutely, we will.
But listen, mate, it's lovely, because it's, you know, especially when you're part of Shout Out, it's not always the nicest thing to be talking about yourself on the radio.
No.
But obviously, being Awareness Week, I'm sure there are people listening that really appreciate it. So thank you ever so much for
my pleasure.
The info on it. So now, as we said, if you have got any thoughts on it, or if you're worried about anything, check out our website. We'll make sure that there are links on there to the charities that can give you help. But in the meantime, stay with us. We're going to be catching up with some footballers in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That is Dairy Me by Barton Baker. So I told Steph I had some fun dancey ones for her. So you like that one? Hello? Were you reading your...
I'm not here today. I'm just not here today. No, I preferred the less dancey stuff. I'm not so
you're
into it.
You're more
Steph.
Of a Coldplay type of fan.
No, I'm not a Coldplay fan.
Oh, you're
fan.
Not?
Just,
oh, okay.
Let's just put that right out there now. That's going a bit too far, Andy.
Oh, okay.
God, I used to think you're such a great guy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Moving on. This is awkward. This is awkward and weird and wrong.
Still. Anyway, we're catching up with a couple of guys that were in, I'm trying to think how long ago it was you were. It wasn't that long ago, was it?
About 3 months,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, but from the Panthers, which is LGBT football club, would that be fair to say?
Yeah.
And it's really nice and convenient, because they're literally in the field behind us when we're broadcasting.
Yeah,
so
very handy.
We've nabbed them on their way across to Well, I presume it's a training session you got tonight,
exactly, yes,
isn't it?
Yeah, training on a Thursday.
So now, last time we spoke to you, it was all just starting all over again, and you were kind of like actively recruiting, and I think you were just like a few weeks off going and playing up on the Downs or something, I think, weren't you? So what's happened since we last spoke to you? Have you managed to recruit some more people in? And
yeah, it's actually gone quite well. You know, last time we were in, we were in a bit of a sort of transitional phase where we just needed numbers, really. And kind of coming on here and just speaking to people, really, has kind of driven numbers. They've gone up, and yeah, so far so good. But long may it continue. Always need more.
And you've got a game coming up.
Yeah, so next Sunday we're playing in the GFSN Cup. So the GFSN is the sort of national gay and lesbian football league that plays in the country. Playing against London Phoenix next Sunday up at Patchway School at 1 p.m. kickoff. We're just getting ready for that training session tonight, just prepare everything for that.
Cool. So this is the first big one since we spoke to you. Have you had any since?
No, first game since we last spoke. First competitive game in over a year. So.
Are we hopeful? You're going to say yes.
Quietly confident. I'm always quietly confident. I think we stand a good chance. So yeah, it'd be great to have people come and support us, support Bristol's local LGBT team.
I think the question is, we don't know how good London Phoenix are, so we're hopeful in that we have no idea. But yes,
that's a good way to approach it, though, isn't it? You've already won the mental game in your mind stepping out onto the pitch, and that's got to be a good way. It's not like when Man United played Tranmere Rovers or something like that.
No, I think for us it's an achievement getting to the point of having a game and having the players to be able to compete again.
So you did kind of stop for a little bit, didn't you? Which is why we spoke to you before when you came in. So how many have you got members now?
There's sort of between 20 and 25 sort of members come along. Training sessions, like I think tonight we're expecting sort of 10 to 14 are training tonight. So it's sort of, there's a lot of people sort of come at different times.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you're getting a good squad's worth out every time. That's really, definitely. Really good. Yeah. And have you got all the positions covered, or do people have to draw straws to who has to go in goal?
Yeah, that's me. I'm roped into goalkeeper for the time being.
Okay.
So I definitely pulled the short.
So you're still looking for a goalie, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, big goalie. We'll take anything to help me out. So.
All right then, there's a good message to put out there.
So for those that, because I mean not everyone will have heard it when you were on last time, but is it weekly you're in at the moment, or is it going to slow down a little bit as we hit the winter months? Or
no, so we train every Thursday at the City Academy in Lawrence Hill. Training starts at 8:15 and runs till 9:30 every week. It runs all through the winter, apart from we always have a break for Christmas for a couple of weeks because everyone goes off to various different places.
New year,
it runs all year otherwise.
Cool. And so, I mean, if people want to kind of like come along, it's open to men and women, isn't it? It's not, you're not exclusively male anymore.
Absolutely, yeah. We're open to men, women, gay, straight, lesbian. We're not discriminatory.
Pink, white, blue. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Anybody is welcome to come along.
Especially if they play in goal.
Especially if they play in goal and, can take that burden off.
I get the impression we're plugging for a goalie here. This show, it says. Like.
Yeah, just a hint. Yeah.
We provide a service. It's community radio. Radio.
Just provide a goalkeeping service? Or?
No, I'm not that good.
You go in goal, couldn't you?
I did used to. No, I'm really. I am not a goalie. You don't want me there.
They don't start till 8:15, so you've got time to change.
Time. 25 minutes. I've got some kit in the car. It's fine.
It's all right.
So, listen, if anyone wants to get involved, can they just rock along, or do they need to contact you beforehand? Or
more than welcome for people just to turn up. We meet in reception at 8:15, or contact myself through the website.
Which is what I'm going to ask you for next.
It's bristolpanthers.co.uk or Twitter, which is @BristolPanthers, or we're on Facebook. We've got a couple of pages that all come to a few of us. So, a few ways to contact us.
Excellent.
Cool. Brilliant. Well, listen, best of luck with it, and best of luck with the game.
Thank you.
As well.
We'll let you go so you can get off and do your training. But it's lovely to catch up with you again. Let us know what the score is, won't you?
Yeah, we'll do. We'll do, yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
Ooh. That sounds like it's for Halloween, but it really isn't.
It's good. It builds mystery and
intriguing.
Interest. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, a post one, but happy National Coming Out Day for Tuesday.
Thank you.
So,
did anyone come out to anyone new?
On Tuesday?
No, in the studio?
I was saving coming out to tonight, actually. I want to tell you all that I am transgender.
All right.
I'm speechless.
Okay.
I had no idea.
Do you know what? Many years ago, one of my colleagues said, Terry, I'd like to, we're trying to reach out to the LGBT community. You've got any contacts now? And I said, Are you suggesting that I'm some sort of homosexual? And for a second, they didn't know whether I was joking or not, and they looked really taken aback.
I really hope you pronounced it like that as well. Or did you go for the classic Greek homosexual and be very 1950s about it?
Yes, you're right. No, I think I said homosexual.
Oh, oh dear.
No, that's a flyback to one of your past alter egos, is it not? On a different radio that you used to do with
I used to be a shrieking somebody's auntie, yes, on hospital radio many, many years ago. But we won't go into that right now. She might come and visit at Christmas, perhaps.
Temple is a man of many mysteries.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm intrigued.
Did you not? Did we not do that?
I think we might have resurrected the character.
Me and you did it on a Pirate Nation show.
No, well, were we not talking about stockings at one point, or there was fishnets? I do remember some sort of
talk. It was a quiz question in Liar Liar. Terry had the alter ego, if you recall, and you had to guess whether it was true or false. And most people thought it was false, and it was actually true, I think.
It's actually true.
So... yeah. So, but no, it was good. But it was interesting, the number of people. I mean, I didn't even know we had a national coming out date until this year, I have to admit. But it's been around since 1988.
It has, mostly.
Really?
And yeah.
As well.
And there's a lot of people that were all over Facebook saying, what's this new day they've invented? What do we need that? Blah, blah, blah.
It's like, is it to stop people doing it over family holidays, which is usually the traditional time to do it? When you're all together in the house and you can't get away from each other, you
on
might
Christmas
as well.
Night, yes.
Yes, by the way.
Your turkey's rubbish. Well, I'm gay!
Something like that.
I think it gives strength to young people, though, doesn't it? Sort of like coming out in numbers at school and so on.
Yes.
And I think that sort of solidarity.
New school terms, new universities, new college.
Yeah.
Absolutely new opportunities, isn't it? Yeah. So many people come out at university.
Sometimes it is that change of scenery that makes you think, right, okay, yeah. I can do this now. Yeah.
You don't just come out the once, though. I changed jobs in January and had to come out all over again. So it isn't something that just stops all of a sudden.
Well, you've come out with gay again.
Yeah, well, you kind of think
it was the first time not good
you
enough.
You don't want to lie, do you?
He's so gay he had to come out twice.
Oh, man.
Anyway, that's it for another week. If you are concerned about mental health or OCD, follow today's show. Please remember, we have put links to all the organisations that can help up on our website.
And as always, our home online is shoutoutradio.lgbt, where you can even listen again or download a podcast or two if you fancy it.
Anyway, next week we are catching up with the Brickstow project, who we haven't spoken to for a while.
That'll
so join us for that. But for myself and the rest of the team, say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.